We talked about this last week about downtown Windsor and bringing more people down there, not only to live, but to invest. And we want to bring tourists down there as well. We want to bring everybody to downtown Windsor. Brian Schwab, local businessman, joined us last week here on the program. He and his group have been investing in the city core in a particular area. And he was encouraging people, you know what, can we get more people to do this and do the same? And, you know, slowly but surely we can make downtown great again and get people involved in investing and caring and living and working and playing in downtown Windsor. An effort being made by Ward 3 Councilor Ronaldo Agostino to set the downtown on the path of success and to success. And there's a town hall tomorrow focusing on hospitality and tourism. And he joins us now. Good morning, Ronaldo.
Good morning, Mike. How are you, brother?
Good, man. So tomorrow night, tell us what is planned and who is invited.
So at 6 p.m., we're going to have another town hall at City Hall, right in the lobby, the same place where we had the last ones. And it's basically stakeholders from downtown Windsor, business owners, residents who might have an idea, or maybe people that are potentially interested in investing in downtown Windsor.
Well, that's good. I mean, and you're holding, are you getting a lot out of these, Ronaldo? Because it seems like you're doing either, chats online. I know you did a Reddit chat a few weeks ago. You did a few town halls like this. What kind of reaction and how many people are showing up for these?
You know, usually we get about 100 people, but those are for the Mission one was a big one. A lot of people are very interested in security. I don't know if we'll hit 100 tomorrow. And yes, I am, just this morning. I got a message from a couple of the Frenches, and they sent me an email to my city email address saying, hey, it'd be really nice if downtown Windsor had some rooftop patios. And I think back to my days of the Boom Boom Room, where we applied for a rooftop patio, and the city refused us. This is 20 years ago. And, the community input just from the Frenches saying, hey, why don't we allow rooftop patios in downtown Windsor? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my goodness. I could probably get that pushed through now. I could probably give people the opportunity to have rooftop patios in downtown Windsor, which is something that people would come to downtown Windsor for.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm getting a lot of feedback, not just at the meetings, but even online. And for me, it's making people feel like they have a stake in the game here. Having skin in the game, having interest, feeling like you're part of something, and actually being part of a solution. People just want to be involved, and that's what a lot of what these meetings are about.
Absolutely. Ronaldo Agostino, Ward 3 City Councilor, joining us here on AM 800. Mike Kaycook with you. So that town hall meeting taking place at City Hall tomorrow night. I think that Ronaldo, we're all rooting for downtown. I know you are, and I am, and producer Ed is. All of us are rooting for downtown to make a comeback. And it seems like we are beginning to sow the seeds of that with what Brian Schwab and his team are doing, with what others are doing, with what you're doing. And everybody's doing the BIA, the Downtown Windsor BIA, with Chris McLeod now being the head of that. It seems like there are some ideas brewing and there are some things happening.
Yeah, absolutely there is. And it's not just, it's not just us. It's the people who come downtown. It's the citizens of Windsor. You're right. Everybody wants to see downtown win. So now's the perfect opportunity to take that momentum and, put it in a rocket ship and, take it to the next level by doing more and letting people know that, the downtown is going to be the new hot place in the city, and really start bringing some focus back to tourism by looking at the fact that we have 10 million people on the other side of the border. There's business owners in downtown Windsor now that have no idea how things were like 20 years ago. They have no idea. I was talking to a business owner the other day, talking about how the streets would be filled every Friday and Saturday night, and they couldn't believe me. They thought I was from outer space. And I was like, yeah, there used to be like 10,000 people downtown every weekend. And there's people that have missed that generation. It was so long ago when the passports were instituted, when September 11th happened. We're talking about a long time ago, and a lot of those wounds have healed. And it's time for us to really start looking back over the border about getting some of that tourism back.
Yeah, I was talking. It's funny. I was talking to Sean Lippert, who is a local businessman and used to be involved in the downtown scene at a lot of the bars. I'm sure you know him, Ronaldo. He was telling somebody about the good old days of what you were describing and what I was a part of too. You know, the Woody's Outhouse, the Howl at the Moon, the Bentleys, the everything, and the packed streets, going to the pita pit after, and just what excitement and how alive the city felt. And he said he was talking to some young entrepreneurs. They didn't believe him. They said, no way.
Yeah, people don't get it, because it's been a long time ago. And listen, I don't think things are going to ever go back to the way they were, and I'm not necessarily sure we want things back to the way they were, because sometimes that got a little bit too crazy. It got a little too wild. But a lot of the good elements from those days should and could return. And entertainment has changed. You know, back then it was all about the bars and the nightclubs. That's what downtown Windsor was, because that's what the product that the people wanted. But you can tell today, and we're going to touch a little bit about this on the beat tomorrow, is that, you know, the product, what people want is a little bit different. They still want entertainment, but the entertainment landscape has changed. And I think that if we make some moves to change with those times and offer things like, you know, as silly as it sounds, people love going to axe-throwing places. People love going to big-time entertainment places where there's more of a variety of things to do. People love going to the House of Pong, you know, downtown. There's a lot of different things that people like to do. I've got a 19-year-old son, and to him, he loves going to the club, but not every week.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got to kind of mix up our variety. And the big thing that I'm looking forward to seeing downtown is more restaurants. You know, you look at Cucina 360, which has really changed the landscape of the restaurants in downtown. Vito's will be opening soon. You know, there's a lot of different things. There's Copper Rose, a distillery restaurant, a gorgeous place, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag on that one, but this place is going to be mind-blowing for people to see. There's so many amazing things that are coming downtown. We've just got to make sure we kind of turn on the jets now a little bit, but also, you know, we're mindful of what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what the game plan is. And that's, to me, the most important thing, is getting all the stakeholders together, getting all the players in the team together in the room, and then, you know, coming up with a game plan and plotting it out and coming up with a marketing campaign and working not only with the BIA, but also working with TWEPI, you know, our tourism board, which we have a great relationship with. So there's a lot of different components here for us to put together, but it's not something that we haven't done before. We did it after September 11th. There was about 20 or 30 of us that put together a program, and I'll never forget, you know, they put us on the cover of the Detroit Free Press for the program that we put together. And this was business owners, you know, more than 20 years ago now. So there's a lot of opportunity for us. We just got to kind of take the initiative and steer the ship in the right direction.
Okay. What time is it happening tomorrow?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. at downtown at City Hall?
Yep.
Okay, good stuff. Just show up, no registration. We don't have to go on Ticketmaster, buy tickets or anything like that?
No, but if we keep getting the attendance, I'm going to start asking
for the downtown mission. or we'll charge Taylor Swift prices.
Yeah, not going to happen. Yeah. Not yet.
Thanks, Ronaldo.
All right, thank you, brother. Everybody have a great day.
You too. Ronaldo Agostino joining us, our downtown councilor. He is the guy who has been focused on this and trying to turn downtown around. So, yeah, the downtown town hall tomorrow night at 6 p.m. if you want to be part of this, focusing on the tourism aspect of downtown Windsor.